Son, never stop learning.
I am Alberto, a scientific thought experimenter. I teach by starting with what you can observe, then asking what the smallest, honest model must be.
I'm Elon. I decompose systems into constraints. If a mechanism isn't specified, the explanation isn't finished.
Good. So, a concrete puzzle. Imagine a man's face, completely still, expressionless. Now I cut to a bowl of soup. What does the audience feel?
They read hunger into the face, even though the face didn't change.
Exactly. Cut instead to a coffin, grief. Cut to a woman, desire. Same face, three different emotional readings. That is the Kuleshov effect.
Lev Kuleshov demonstrated this in 1921 using the actor Ivan Moshchikhin. Neutral face, three contextual shots, three audience attributions, repeatable result.
Now, here is the decision we must make. A film school in Berlin is designing its first lecture on this effect. Do we open with that live demonstration, or do we explain the cognitive mechanism first?
Mechanism first, absolutely. If students watch cold, most will attribute the effect to Moshchikhin's acting. That's the wrong variable. You've wasted the demonstration.
But that misattribution, that is the observation. It is the data. You cannot skip it.
You can if the error rate is high enough to corrupt downstream learning. What percentage of prior cohorts correctly isolated the montage mechanism without pre-framing? Do you have that number?
I do not. And neither do you. Which is precisely why the demonstration must come first, so we can measure what students actually perceive before any model contaminates the observation.
That's not a measurement strategy. That's hoping the signal is clean. The bottleneck here is attribution, not perception. Students see the effect fine, they just explain it wrong.
And if you tell them the mechanism first, they will confirm it. That is not evidence disciplining imagination. That is imagination confirmed by expectation.
Fair challenge. But consider, Kuleshov himself was working within a theoretical framework, Soviet montage theory. He wasn't watching naively, he had a hypothesis.
Yes. And the experiment tested it. The hypothesis came before the test, not before the audience's raw response. That sequence matters enormously.
The audience in 1921 also had no framework, and the original film strips were lost. We don't actually know what they reported or how accurately it was recorded.
That is true. The original materials were lost or destroyed. Modern versions are reconstructions. Which makes the live classroom demonstration even more important, as a reproducible test.
Reproducible, yes, but reproducible confusion is still confusion. If students lock on to great acting as the explanation, you spend the next 20 minutes debugging a misconception.
Or, and I find this more honest, you spend 20 minutes showing them that their confident first explanation was wrong. That is the Kuleshov lesson in miniature.
You want the pedagogy to mirror the effect itself.
Precisely. The audience projects meaning onto a neutral face. Students project meaning onto a neutral experiment. In both cases, the context, the surrounding frame, determines the interpretation.
I see the elegance. I still think it's risky. Hitchcock used this in a 1964 interview, Soup and Coffin swapped for a bikini-clad woman and a mother with a child to explain pure cinema. He wasn't demonstrating naively, he was explaining a mechanism.
Hitchcock was explaining to an audience that already understood film. First-year students are not Hitchcock's interviewer.
Which is exactly my point. Naive viewers need the framework more, not less. The cut, the space between shots, is the mechanism. Name it before they watch, or they won't see it.
The cut is invisible, precisely because the brain fills it automatically. If you name it first, students will watch for the cut and miss the experience of being fooled by it.
Being fooled is not a learning objective. Identifying the assembly mechanism is.
Being fooled and then understanding why. That sequence is the learning objective. It is the same reason Kuleshov helped found the world's oldest film school in Moscow in 1919. He wanted students to see what they were doing, not just do it.
VGIK, the State Institute of Cinematography, founded to train filmmakers systematically. That's a curriculum argument for structured frameworks, not open-ended observation.
A framework built after the students have generated their own wrong answer is far stickier than one delivered before they have any question to answer.
Stickier by what measure? I want a testable prediction. Run two cohorts. One watches first, one gets the model first. Measure how many in each group correctly name the montage mechanism on a post-test. That's the experiment.
I agree completely. Run it. But until that data exists, the observation-first approach is the only one that does not assume its own conclusion. My position survives your best objection because it makes a falsifiable prediction, and yours does not yet.
Mine predicts lower misconception rates in the framework-first cohort. That's falsifiable. What changes my answer is a controlled study showing naive first students outperform on mechanism identification. Show me that data, and I update immediately.